Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Well, when I was in fourth grade at Concord Elementary School in Edina, we started writing reports on various topics. I think that was the first year we did this. And anything that I wrote about that year became a subject that I suddenly became the expert on, and I obnoxiously let everyone know it. Subjects such as the Alamo, Davy Crockett, the Mayflower, and Ted Williams of the Boston Red Sox. Well, being of Scottish descent and having been to Scotland 5 or 6 times in my life, I've gotten to know something about sheep. My ancestors came from the Hebrides Islands, which are known for sheep grazing. And I would venture to guess that most of us here today probably don't know that much about sheep. And while I'm not claiming to be an expert, I have talked with some sheep farmers in Scotland, and I promise I won't be obnoxious about this. We've probably all heard it said that sheep are dumb animals, that they are messy and smelly and run in a flock with herd mentality. But my sources in Scotland tell me that sheep are not dumb at all. It's been said that cattle ranchers first spread that rumor about sheep being dumb simply because sheep don't behave like cattle. Cows are herded from the rear with shouts and prods from the cowboys, but that doesn't work with sheep. Sheep prefer to be led. Cows can be pushed forward into unknown territory, but sheep usually won't go anywhere unless someone else, their trusted shepherd, goes first to show them that everything's all right. So sheep are not dumb. It is also said that sheep grow fond of their shepherds. They consider their shepherd part of the family. The relationship that grows between shepherd and sheep is special. They develop a language of their own. A good shepherd knows the different sounds of the sheep, and the sheep learn the distinctive sounds of the shepherd's voice. And I've also heard it said that sheep have poor eyesight. They can see only about 15 to 20 yards, but they have excellent hearing, and the safest and surest sound they can hear is the voice of their shepherd. Sheep want and need to be led. Sheep know the distinctive voice of their shepherd. It's all in the voice. So all of this helps me to understand why Jesus speaks of shepherd and sheep to describe the relationship between him and those who follow him. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they know me, and they follow me. For a moment, let's go back to the Old Testament or Hebrew scriptures and just look at a couple prophets here. The prophets Zechariah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel all tell us that there were bad shepherds and chastised them, the bad leaders of Israel, saying, "Woe to you, worthless shepherds who desert and scatter the flock." So the Israelites seemed to know who those bad shepherds were. But who then were the good shepherds? Well, listen to the prophet Ezekiel speaking for God. "As I live, says the Lord God, because my sheep have become a prey, I will rescue my sheep. I myself will search for my sheep. I will feed them with good pasture. There they shall lie down. I myself will be shepherd of my sheep." So the good shepherd is God. And so I think it's an amazing statement that Jesus makes here in John's gospel when he calls himself the good shepherd. And he goes on to say, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they know me, and they follow me. Priest and writer Henri Nouwen spoke of the voice of God that speaks to you and me. He said it is the voice of love, a soft and gentle voice that says to us, "You are my beloved. On you my favor rests." But it isn't always easy to hear that voice, is it? There are so many other voices competing for our attention. Voices that are loud and seductive, promising this or that, if we just do this or that. The voices of the world say, go out and prove that you're worth something. Earn it, do it, achieve it. Voices of the world say, yes, I love you if you are good-looking, intelligent, and wealthy. I love you if you have a good education, a good job, and good connections. I love you if you produce much, sell much, and buy much. There are endless ifs hidden in the world's love. With so many voices and distractions around us in the world, like sheep, we sometimes go astray. We wander off, leave the flock, leave the path, can't find our way. But Jesus, the Good Shepherd, promises us that he will not let us go. Sheep that misbehave or stray are guided with the rod and the staff and brought back into the fold because we belong to him. In trying to live our faith, as we say yes to some voices and no to others, Jesus is there, seeking us out, going ahead of us to show us the way. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What an amazing promise. What comfort and assurance. The risen Christ, who is the Good Shepherd, comes to us in our doubt and confusion, our pain and fear, and our unanswered questions, and says to us, "You belong to me. Trust me. Whatever is going on in your life, I know it, and I know you. I'm there to lead you, show you the way, give you what you need to make the journey. No one will ever snatch you out of my hand." The question is, can we hear that voice? Can we believe and trust that voice? When John's gospel speaks of faith, it speaks of it as an openness to listen for God, to believe, and to follow. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, invites all of us into the flock to become part of a journey together, a journey of listening for the voice of the one who calls us beloved. God speaks into our fears and our failures, our pain and joy, our successes and losses. And God speaks into the ordinary, everyday humdrum routines of our lives. But then the gospel reading for today concludes with Jesus saying that he's going to lay down his life for the sheep. Well, if the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, what's going to happen to the sheep? Who's going to protect them? Who's going to lead them to safety? There's one destination that every single one of us is going to reach one day. We may be in a hospital bed, or at home. We may be surrounded by loved ones or alone, suddenly or after a long illness. But for each of us, death is the final journey. And as solitary as that journey may seem, we don't go alone. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has gone ahead and prepared a place for each of us. He says, "If I go, I will come again and take you to where I am." So you see, we don't have to go anywhere that someone we trust hasn't gone first. The life of faith is about listening, trusting, and following. So listen. I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And no one will ever snatch them out of my hand. This is the voice of the one who knows you and loves you. Amen.